At the end of last week, approximately 1,000 people across the nation joined together to divest their money from banks that lend to the fossil fuel industry. The big four banks, Westpac, ANZ, NAB and the Commonwealth Bank, have collectively invested over $19 billion into new fossil fuel projects in Australia, according to activists. The divestment campaign aims to encourage customers to move money to banks that don't invest in fossil fuel industries. But do these campaigns make a difference? I decided to try it out myself. Here's what happened.
Well, the report says that climate change is happening and that it's humans that are responsible.
There's likely to be permanent damage to the reef because of rising sea temperatures and acidification.
We've seen changes which haven't been seen since the dinosaurs. I mean, that's a rather amazing situation.
Our climate is a fragile thing and its changes have enormous
consequences. That have been climbing now for decades.
Nobody on this planet is going to be untouched by the impacts of climate change.
I can't remember a time when I didn't hear dire warnings about the planet. Recently, I've been thinking that I need to do something more to minimise my impact on the environment, as riding my bike and turning off lights is only going to get me so far. Then I discovered how much the banks invest in fossil fuel industries. In fact, my own bank, ANZ, is one of the worst offenders, lending $6.53 million to fossil fuel projects in Australia, according to Market Forces. That's when I decided to divest. I'm standing outside my branch. It's in a small shopping centre just down the road from my house. It's actually harder than I thought. I didn't realise how attached you can be to a bank. I've been here as a customer for 8 years now, and my parents have been customers for God knows how long. One of the tellers has watched me grow up. Today I'm giving them a letter notifying them of my intention to close my savings account and why.
Number A68, please proceed to teller 8.
They were a bit confused about the whole thing. The teller didn't know what to do with the letter. I had addressed it to the sustainability manager of ANZ, but the teller didn't seem to know ANZ even had a sustainability manager. He couldn't find this guy's address. But he said to leave it with him and he would send it off in the internal mail. He was also unaware of the divestment movement. Of course, I'm not the only one divesting. The Friday and Saturday just passed were the official divestment days, where people across the nation donned coloured shirts saying, "My bank chose fossil fuels, so I chose another bank." Yellow for CommBank, blue for ANZ, red for Westpac and NAB. I spoke to some of the divestors at the Sydney event who were also motivated to move their money to cleaner banks.
I'm a medical practitioner, a doctor, and I'm a member of Doctors for the Environment. And we know that to have healthy people, we need a healthy planet. I know that climate change is a health hazard. I know that coal and other fossil fuels is a health hazard. And I don't want to have my money, my investments, my salary actually investing in coal and other fossil fuel.
Divesting because of Westpac's investment in the fossil fuel industry.
And what was the reaction of the staff today?
A little bit of apprehension. I think they knew that it was coming, you know, and they were obviously very, very nice, but yeah, maybe slightly surprised because I don't think a lot of people even know about it.
It seems like a good idea, but is moving my money actually going to do anything? Charlie Wood is the Australian campaign manager for 350.org. She says divesting money sends a message to banks that customers don't support their investments.
More so than, I guess, the financial impact is the message that it sends to the bank and the image that it paints of a bank, the reputational risk that it sends to the bank and also to other customers that their own customers don't support them lending money to these damaging projects.
I tried to contact the big four banks to get their take on divestment day. The only bank who replied was Westpac, who said in a statement,
"We have a long-standing and proactive commitment to tackling environmental issues, including climate change. As a financial institution with relationships right across society, we respect the fact that not all customers will support every lending decision we make."
The Australian Bankers Association also provided a statement.
"Government and the broader community have decided that fossil fuels will remain an important source of energy for some time, and banks will not stop lending to that sector today, but will continue to assess community views."
As for me, I've signed up with a new bank that doesn't invest in fossil fuel industries. It may not stop ANZ from investing in fossil fuels, but it's a step in the right direction.